Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on News Talk 1620.
Give us a look at the December calendar so we know exactly how many days y'all are going to still be in session.
Well, we've got Wednesday, Thursday, today and Thursday, and then next week we have Monday through Friday. And that's really it. Monday's a partial day, and Friday's also a partial day. So in terms of full days, we really just have today and then Tuesday through Thursday of next week.
Now,
so four full days and three partial days.
Now, I know there's some things that that they're trying to finish up. There's a House Senate conference report on the budget, and there's the farm bill, and then there's some water projects that I know y'all at least want to try to look at before the end of the year. So let's start with those three. What are the chances that anything happens there with budget, farm bill, or water projects?
The budget, I don't expect a lot of activity on the budget, and so that would lead us to move to take another action I'll talk about in a second. The farm bill, we are supposed to get a conference report out of the Senate-House conference that I'm hoping that we can vote on next week. Then also on the water projects bill, same thing there. We're supposed to get a conference report back and vote on those. Next week is going to be incredibly busy. This week we've had a lot of I'd call it light, fluffy legislation, except for a couple of items related to financing small companies and also related to patent reform. But next week is going to be pretty substantive. If the budget conference fails to produce a report, then I would propose, and I think our leadership's going to do this, is go ahead and put another short-term continuing resolution on the floor next week to fund the government past January the 15th. As you may know, Congress comes back into session after the Christmas holidays on January the 7th, and that doesn't leave much time to get a continuing resolution done. It also creates opportunities for the minority party to create havoc by, you know, putting us in a position to have a potential government shutdown. We need to take that off the table so that we can talk about the things that are more important to the American people than that. So I would hope that if the budget conference doesn't produce something that's workable, that we go ahead and get this continuing resolution on the foreign funding government, let's say through March 15th, while we try to get something out of the budget conference.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Now, when we talk about the farm bill, of course, they split it up in that the food stamp program would be separate from farm subsidy. That's something that's kind of new and different. But I know that the Senate has a version that only cuts about $4 billion out of it. The House wants to do about 10 times that much. Where do you think we'll come down as far as reduction in food stamp programs?
Well, I don't know. There are two distinct ideologies up here about what the government should do. There are those of us that believe paychecks are the best social program to improve the lives of American families, and there are those that believe that getting people hooked on some sort of package of welfare benefits is the solution to American success. Well, the Senate Farm Bill believes in the latter. The House Farm Bill believes in the former. And I don't know where it's going to come out, to be candid with you. And so to the extent it drifts very far away from either end of that spectrum, I think then you start to lose votes to get the thing across the finish line. For instance, if the cuts remain too deep, then there are Democrats that will bolt from it. If the cuts are not enough, then Republicans are going to bolt from it. So that's the issue. This program, the food stamp program, has exploded. It's almost twice the size as it was when President Obama was inaugurated because of his economic policies. And we need to get people paychecks instead of food stamps is really the bottom line. And I'm hopeful that we'll have some success in getting that done.
Bill Flores joining us from Washington. Well, speaking of paychecks, of course, as it gets to be the holidays, people think about spending money and wanting to have more money. And I believe today the president is going to be out there talking again about raising the minimum wage.
You know, it's really interesting to watch him pivot. You know, he pivots to jobs, and then he'll pivot to Syria, and then he pivots to jobs, and then he pivots to Iran, and then he pivots to immigration, then back to jobs. And yesterday he pivoted to an Obamacare pep rally, a series of pep rallies, and then today he pivots to minimum wage. The American people are pretty dizzy as he pivots around like this. The bottom line about this, if you're running a small business, and if you've only got so many $1,000s a month to spend on employees, if the minimum wage is raised, if you hire some people, entry-level folks at the minimum wage, and that amount's raised, that means you're hiring fewer people. And then so America and a community wind up net worse off than they were before that wage was raised. So we've got to start having that discussion. What if we set a minimum price for oranges that's twice what the minimum price is today? Well, people quit buying oranges, and the people that sell oranges and grow them are going to be hurting. And we've got to make sure the American people know that this is not, you know, our goal is to grow an economy where nobody gets paid the minimum wage because you have a healthy economy, not because the government has set the minimum wage at a higher level.
Well, and again, I think most people understand this, that quite often union contracts are tied to minimum wage as well. It'll be an X factor above and beyond minimum wage. So a lot of people beyond just those people making minimum wage would end up getting more of a paycheck.
Well, and that's true, but then what, you know, the cost for all Americans goes up, and so if you start squeezing family budgets for all Americans while you're benefiting a few, then you wind up with less economic growth, and then you wind up with lower employment numbers as a result. And so, again, if you look at what the polling that came out on Monday said, it said more Americans are concerned about jobs than anything else, more than Obamacare, more than minimum wage, more than immigration, more than Iran or Syria or any of the other things, the pivot points that the president has tried to rally around. He needs to come back to jobs and economic growth and talk about real-world economics and not Washington economics. If we could talk about ways to grow Main Street instead of K Street here in Washington, we'd be a lot better off.
So folks know K Street's where all the lobbyists are.
Finally
today, I think we almost went all the way through without talking about the Affordable Care Act, but how close are we to the point where, because I think there are people out there going, okay, that's fine, the Republicans are throwing rocks at this thing, but when are we going to actually hear some true bullet points from Republican leadership as to how a plan that they would implement would be different than the one that's in place?
Well, we have the bullet points, but what I'd like to see is legislation. And actually, I'm a co-sponsor of something called the American Healthcare Reform Act. It's H.R. 3121, if any of our listeners want to look it up. What I'd like to see is we take that bill and Tom Price's bill from Georgia and some of the other alternatives have been introduced and run those through what we call regular order, through the committee process, and then bring a full-fledged Republican replacement to the floor and have it voted on. And that way we've got something tangible instead of talking points with respect to the replacement. It's one thing to throw rocks at a program. We don't need to do that anymore because it's self-destructing on its own. There's no reason for Republicans to talk about Obamacare except to occasionally show their latest scandal that's come up out of the way it was implemented, the way it's put together. We need to be talking about a replacement, I think, more than ever at this point.
Well, and that's hopefully we will hear that. So we'll chat with you next week. You can hear our conversation with Representative Flores, who joins us most every Wednesday, on our website in whole at WTAW.com. Thanks again for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue prayer for our country and for our military men and women and our first responders to keep us safe.